Thank you for being an incredible supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, the home of the Murder Tape Chronicles. We're thrilled to have you as part of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes and comments mean the world to us and help us reach a wider audience with our stories. Plus, with new episodes released every day, your feedback plays a vital role in shaping what we create. It truly makes a difference. Your loyalty and enthusiasm fuel our passion for crafting gripping tales, and we're so grateful for your support. Today, we're excited to present Blackmail Boulevard, a story that promises to keep you on the edge of your seat. Let's dive into this thrilling narrative together. Chapter 1: The Click That Kills. The rain came down like God's own piss, slicking the alley with a greasy sheen that made everything look like a half-developed photo, grainy, blurred, alive with secrets. I'd been crouched behind a dumpster for 4 hours, my knees screaming, my Leica M10 hugged to my chest like a lover. The senator's black Escalade was parked at the mouth of the alley, engine idling, exhaust curling into the night like a beckoning finger. Patience, I told myself. Patience pays. 10 years in this game teaches you two things: how to wait and how to recognize the stink of sin. I'd been tailing Senator Richard Dick Holloway for 3 weeks. Not for the tabloids, not this time. For me, the man reeked of something fouler than his usual cocktail of bribes and mistresses. I'd seen him slip into the same alley twice before, always after midnight, always alone. But tonight, the air tasted different. Metallic. Like blood. A rat skittered over my boot, and I almost laughed. Even the vermin here knew the score. This wasn't Beverly Hills. This was the underbelly of LA, where the streets didn't have names, just scars. The dumpster reeked of rotting fish and meth lab chemicals, but I'd smelled worse. Like the time I shot that Silicon Valley CEO snorting coke off a teenager's thigh in Malibu. That photo bought me a new lens and a broken rib when his goons found me. Worth it. Headlights sliced through the rain. The Escalade's doors swung open, and Holloway stepped out, his silver hair gleaming under a flickering street lamp. He wasn't alone. Three men in black suits flanked him, their faces carved from concrete. Military? Cartel? Didn't matter. Money talked, and Holloway had a fucking megaphone. But then I saw her. A girl, no older than 12, stumbled out of the shadows, her wrists raw and ringed with bruises. Her eyes were hollow, the kind of empty that doesn't come from skipping meals. One of the suits shoved her forward, and she fell, knees hitting the pavement with a crack that made my gut twist. Holloway didn't flinch. He bent down, gripped her chin like she was a stray dog, and said something that got the suits laughing. My camera clicked before I could think. Snap. The girl's face, streaked with rain and tears. Snap. The license plate of the unmarked van rolling into the alley. Snap. The senator's hand, tight around her wrist, his Rolex glinting like a smirk. Easy money, I muttered, but the lie curdled in my throat. This wasn't some starlet's nip-slip or a politician's affair. This was a goddamn ghost story. The suits started herding kids out of the van. Kids. 5, 6 of them, maybe younger, their clothes dirt-stained and too thin for the cold. One boy, small and shivering, tripped over his own feet. A suit yanked him up by the collar, and the kid's whimper cut through the rain like a knife. I kept shooting. Muscle memory. Click. 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 The senator's face, smug and untouchable. The van's side panel, stenciled with a logo I couldn't place. A ship's anchor wrapped in thorns. The girl, now slumped against a wall, her fingers clawing at the bricks like she could dig her way out. Then it happened. The girl looked up, right at me. Our eyes locked, and for a heartbeat the alley froze. She didn't scream, didn't beg, just stared, like she was memorizing my face for the obituary. I stopped breathing. The suits hadn't noticed yet, too busy loading kids into the Escalade. But Holloway? He turned slow, like he could smell the lens on him. I ducked behind the dumpster, my heart slamming against my ribs. Stupid. Stupid. 10 years, and I'd never broken the first rule. Never let them see you. The Leica trembled in my hands. I could run. Should run. But the girl's face burned behind my eyelids. That empty stare. That silent scream. Footsteps splashed toward me. Check the shadows, Holloway barked. Now. I shoved the memory card into my sock, the camera under a pile of reeking trash. My Glock 19 pressed against my lower back, cold and reassuring. I'd never fired it at a person. Never wanted to. But as the suits fanned out, flashlights cutting through the rain, I palmed the grip. A beam of light hit the dumpster. "Hey," one of the suits shouted. "Over here." I bolted. The alley erupted into chaos. A gunshot cracked, ricocheting off brick as I skidded around a corner. My boots slipped on wet pavement, and I crashed into a stack of pallets, splinters digging into my palms. Behind me, shouts. Engines revving. The van's tires screeched as it lurched forward, headlights blazing. I dove into a narrow side street, lungs burning. The city blurred, graffiti-streaked walls, rusted fire escapes, the distant wail of a police siren that wouldn't save me. They were close. Too close. I ducked into a boarded-up laundromat, its door hanging by one hinge, and pressed against a moldy wall. Footsteps slowed outside. "You see him? Check the back. He's got the photos." Photos. Plural. They thought I'd shot the whole roll. They didn't know about the memory card. I waited until their footsteps faded, then slipped out the rear exit, into a maze of alleys I knew by heart. 2 blocks. 3. 4. The rain washed the blood from my hands where the splinters had bitten. The memory card felt like a live wire against my ankle. My studio was a shithole above a pawn shop, the kind of place you found by smelling the despair. I took the stairs two at a time, deadbolt the door, and poured a triple shot of Jack Daniels. The amber liquid steadied my hands as I booted up my laptop and slid the memory card in. The photos loaded. Jesus Christ. Close-ups of Holloway's smirk. The van's cryptic logo. The kids' faces, terrified, resigned, gone. And the girl. Always the girl. Her eyes followed me from the screen, accusing, pleading. I zoomed in on the van's license plate. Stolen, probably. But the logo. I'd seen it before. Scrolling through my archives, I found it. A shot from last year, a yacht party in Marina del Rey. Some tech brothers celebrating a IPO. The same Anchor and Thorns emblem on the boat's mast. Scylla Maritime, the caption read. A shell company, according to my source. Now I knew what they'd been shipping. I reached for the phone, dialed the LA Herald's night desk. Marty Pickett answered on the second ring, voice slurred with bourbon. "Marty, it's Vince. I've got a nuke. Holloway trafficking kids. Photos, evidence, the whole." "Don't." Marty's tone sharpened. "You didn't call." "I didn't hear this." "What?" "Marty, this is Pulitzer shit. And it's suicide shit. You think Holloway's some two-bit councilman? He owns the judges, the cops, half the fucking DA's office. You drop this, Vince. Now." The line went dead. I stared at the screen. The girl stared back. The Jack Daniels soured in my gut. I thought of Maria then, her laughter like a punchline I'd never earned. She'd left me 6 years ago, said I fed on misery. "You're not a photographer, Vince," she'd spat. "You're a vulture." Maybe she was right. But tonight, the vulture had wings. I uploaded the photos to 3 cloud accounts, emailed encrypted copies to a burner address, and stuffed the memory card into a Faraday bag. The Glock went into my waistband. The camera, still reeking of garbage, I cleaned meticulously, my hands moving on autopilot. They came at 3 a.m. A knock, polite. Pizza delivery. I peered through the peephole. 2 men in UPS uniforms, caps pulled low. The taller one's jacket bulged at the hip. "Wrong address," I called, sliding the Glock's safety off. "Come on, Vince. Senator wants to chat." I backed away, grabbing my go bag, cash, passports, the Faraday bag. The door exploded inward, splinters flying. A shotgun blast tore through the wall where I'd stood half a second earlier. "Run," my brain screamed, but my legs were already moving. I vaulted through the window, glass shredding my jacket, and hit the fire escape rolling. Another blast, pellets embedding in the iron railing. The street below was a 20-foot drop. I jumped, landed hard, ankle screaming. The van peeled around the corner, headlights blinding. I stumbled into a sprint, dodging dumpsters, the Glock bouncing against my spine. A bullet whined past my ear. I returned fire blindly, the recoil jolting my arm. The van swerved, clipped a hydrant, and stalled. I didn't look back. 3 miles. 4. I lost them in the storm drains, the tunnels reeking of shit and hopelessness. When I surfaced, dawn was bleeding into the sky, the city waking up oblivious. I holed up in a motel off Sunset, the kind where the sheets crackled with meth residue. The photos glowed on my laptop. The girl. The senator. The van. I lit a cigarette, the flame trembling. "All right, you bastard," I whispered to the screen. "Let's dance." Chapter 2, The Price of Truth. The motel room smelled like regret. Stale cigarettes, mildew, and the sour tang of a thousand bad decisions seeped into the walls. I sat on the edge of the bed, the springs digging into my thighs, staring at the cracked screen of my burner phone. 7 calls. 7 no's. The last editor hung up so fast I could taste his fear through the receiver. "Too hot," the guy at the LA Times had hissed. "You're not selling headlines, you're selling coffins." I thumbed the safety on the Glock, the click-click-click a metronome for my rage. The photos glowed on my laptop, the girls' hollow eyes burning into me. "Do something," they screamed. "But what?" I was a paparazzo, not a fucking superhero. My currency was shame, not justice. The Jack Daniels bottle was empty. I threw it against the wall, glass exploding like a grenade. "Fuck." The word echoed, useless. Outside, Sunset Strip pulsed with life, drunks laughing, sirens wailing, the city's heartbeat thudding on without me. I was a ghost now. A ghost with a gun and a god complex. I pulled up the encrypted email. 3 news outlets left. The Sentinel. Truthdig. West Coast Wire. Bottom feeders, all of them, but even bottom feeders have teeth. I attached the least damning photo, the van's license plate, the logo, and typed, "Senator Holloway's midnight delivery. $50,000 for the full set. Send." The reply came faster than I expected. "Delete this. Change your name. Run. Anonymous." I laughed, the sound jagged. "Yeah, join the club." The motel door rattled. Not a knock, a scrape. Metal on metal. A lockpick. I slid off the bed, Glock raised, and pressed against the wall beside the door. Sweat pooled at the base of my spine. The pick jiggled again, clumsy. Amateur. Or a trap. The door burst open, a figure stumbling in. I grabbed them by the collar, slammed them face first into the dresser, and jammed the Glock into their kidney. "Jesus, Vince. It's me." The voice cracked. Familiar. I flipped him over. "Danny. Danny Ruiz. Babyface Stringer for TMZ. We'd split a few paychecks back when he still had morals. Now he looked like hell, bloodshot eyes, a split lip, his Dodgers cap stained with what I hoped was ketchup. "They're coming for you," he panted. "Holloway's got a bounty. $500,000 dead or alive." I let him go, kicking the door shut. "And you're here to collect?" He held up shaking hands. "I'm here to warn you, asshole. You're trending on the dark web. Every merc, cop, and gangbanger in the States got your face on their phone." He tossed me a burner. The screen showed a grainy CCTV still of me fleeing the alley, my camera bag slung over my shoulder. "Charming." I tossed it back. "Why risk your neck?" He hesitated. "Remember that shot you gave me? The governor's kid with the meth. You made 10 grand. 20. Bought my mom's meds." He looked at the floor. "Consider this a down payment." The Glock stayed leveled. "You followed me here? Tracked your IP. You're using a VPN from 2015. It's like sending up a flare." He nodded at my laptop. "Let me scrub your trail. Or you'll be dead by sunrise." I weighed the odds. Danny was a cockroach, survived 2 gang wars and a divorce. He'd sell me out in a heartbeat. But not yet. Not while he still owed me. "Do it." He hunched over the laptop, fingers flying. "They've got your studio tagged. Place is swarming with suits. You got anything there?" "Just my soul." He snorted. "Cheap as ever." The screen flickered. "There. You're ghosted. For now." He stood, edging toward the door. "One more thing. Holloway's mistress. Lila Torres. She's been asking about you." I stiffened. "Asking how to kill me. Asking how to find you. Says she's got intel. Wants to trade." "Where?" "Santa Monica Pier. Tonight. Carousel. Midnight." He opened the door, rain gusting in. "Don't die, Vince. I'm not done paying you back." He vanished into the storm. The pier was a corpse. Fog clung to the Ferris wheel, the ride silent, the carnival games shuddered. Holloway's doing? Or just another Tuesday in a city that partied itself to death? I lurked behind the ring toss booth, camera around my neck, Glock in my waistband. The carousel loomed ahead, its painted horses frozen mid-gallop, their glass eyes glittering. She arrived at 12:08. Lila Torres. Miss Argentina, 2015. Holloway's climate advisor. The tabloids loved her, all legs and lies. Tonight, though, she looked like a ghost. Her blonde hair hung limp, her oversized sunglasses couldn't hide the bruise on her cheekbone, and her hands trembled around a Gucci purse big enough to hide a shotgun. "Vince." Her voice wavered. "I know you're here." I stepped out, keeping distance. "You're late." She flinched at my voice. "They're watching my apartment. I had to lose them. She fumbled with the purse. I brought proof. Shipping manifests. Bank transfers. It's all here. Why? Her laugh was a broken thing. He hit me. Not the first time, but he brought one of the girls home. 12 years old, Vince. 12. I told him I'd go to the press, and he, she touched her bruised face. I want him dead. Join the queue. She pulled out a manila envelope, thick with documents. There's a warehouse. Long Beach. Dock 42. They move the kids every third Tuesday. Next shipments in 48 hours. I didn't move. And you're going to burn it down. She stepped closer, her perfume cloying. I'll give you the manifests. The security codes. Everything. But you have to take me with you. Bullshit. You're setting me up. She yanked off her sunglasses. Her left eye was swollen shut. Does this look like a setup? He'll kill me, Vince. Please. The carousel creaked. A seagull screamed. Somewhere, an engine growled. Too late. Headlights speared through the fog. A black SUV skidded to a halt, doors flying open. 3 suits. Holloway's attack dogs. You bitch, I snarled. Lila backed away, tears streaking her mascara. I didn't, I swear. The suits charged. I grabbed Lila's wrist, yanking her behind the carousel as bullets chewed into the ticket booth. Run. Now. We sprinted past the arcade, the SUV roaring after us. Lila's heels snapped, and she stumbled. I hauled her up, shoving her toward the pier's edge. Jump. Are you crazy? The SUV accelerated. I jumped. The Pacific hit like a fist. Salt water stabbed my lungs. Lila splashed down beside me, gasping. Above, the suits leaned over the railing, guns raised. I dove, kicking deeper, the envelope still clutched in my hand. Bullets fizzed through the water, trails of bubbles like exclamation points. We surfaced under the pier, the wooden pylons looming like prison bars. The SUV peeled away, tires screeching. Lila clung to a barnacled post, sobbing. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I hauled her onto the beach, the documents soaked but intact. Save it. Where's the warehouse? She coughed salt water. Dock 42. Code 8890. Guards patrol every 30 minutes. Cameras on the east side only. I stared at her. Why memorize that? Because I knew this would happen. She wiped her nose, defiant. I'm not just a pretty face, asshole. We ditched her Gucci purse in a dumpster and stole a Honda Civic from a surfer passed out on the boardwalk. Lila chain-smoked Virginia Slims, her hands steady now. He'll come for my sister, she said, staring out the window. In Buenos Aires. You have to get her out. I'm not a fucking rescue mission. You are now. She flicked ash. Or I torch the manifests. I gripped the wheel tighter. You'd burn kids to save your sister? Yes. No hesitation. The studio came into view. Or what was left of it. Flames licked the night sky, smoke billowing from the windows of my third-floor walk-up. Fire trucks surrounded the building, their lights painting the street in strobes of red and white. My life's work, decades of dirt, leverage, and lies, turned to ash in real time. Lila whistled. They really don't like you. I parked 2 blocks away, watching the blaze. My landlord, Mrs. Chun, stood on the sidewalk clutching her cat, her face streaked with soot. A fireman barked orders, but I knew the truth. This wasn't an accident. Holloway's signature. I need my camera, I muttered. It's burning, genius. The backup. In the pawn shop basement. She stared at me. You're insane. Takes one to know one. The pawn shop's basement was a tomb of forgotten things. TVs with smashed screens, guitars missing strings, a wedding dress yellowed with age. My darkroom was a corner behind a moldy curtain, a safe, a developing tank, and a string of naked bulbs. The safe was intact. Inside, $20,000 in cash, a passport under the name Vincent Price, and the Leica M10. My first camera. The one that shot Maria's laugh, the CEO's coke habit, the governor's overdose. And now the senator's sins. Lila picked up a photo of Maria. Who's this? I snatched it back. None of your business. Ex-girlfriend. Ex-everything. She raised an eyebrow. You let her go. She let me go. The Leica felt right in my hands. Waited. Honest. Lila watched as I loaded fresh film. You're really going through with this? She asked. I slung the camera over my shoulder. You got a better idea. Yeah. Run. Take the cash, the passport, disappear. I looked at the photo of Maria again. Her smile, bright and brittle. You're not a photographer, Vince. You're a vulture. Can't, I said. Why? I nodded at the safe. Grab the cash. You'll need it for your sister. She didn't argue. We parted ways at dawn. Lila to a safe house, me to the docks. The warehouse loomed at Dock 42, its corrugated steel walls rusted, the Scylla Maritime logo faded but visible. Anchor and thorns. I climbed a water tower across the street, the Leica's zoom lens bringing the guard patrols into focus. Two men with AKs. Every 30 minutes, like clockwork. The manifest's Lila gave me listed 23 kids. Cargo. Arriving tonight. By truck. From where? Didn't matter. They'd never make it off the dock. I texted Danny, need a favor. He replied instantly, how suicidal. Fireworks level. A pause. Then, Dock 42. 1 hour. Stay alive. I loaded the Glock. Checked the Leica. Waited. The truck arrived at 8 p.m., its tires crunching over gravel. Two guards unsealed the cargo door. Click. Kids huddled in cages. Click. A guard lighting a cigarette. Click. The driver's face, bored and brutal. My phone buzzed. Danny, ready? I texted back. Burn it all. The first Molotov shattered against the truck's windshield. Chaos erupted. Flames engulfed the cab. Guards shouted, spraying bullets blindly. I kept shooting. Click, click, click. The Leica capturing every scream, every spark. Danny's voice crackled in my earpiece. That's your cue, Vulture. Move. I slid down the ladder, hit the ground running. The guards were distracted, beating at the flames. I ducked into the warehouse, the Leica leading the way. Rows of cages. Empty. For now. A guard rounded the corner. I fired the Glock. He dropped. Security feeds down. Danny yelled. 2 minutes max. I found the office. A desk. A computer. A safe. The Leica documented it all. Click. Shipping logs. Click. VIP client list. Click. Holloway's name, again and again. Sirens wailed in the distance. Cops. Or Holloway's cops. I grabbed a flash drive, jammed it into the computer. Files uploaded. 30%. 60%. Boots pounded outside. In here. 90%. The door burst open. 100%. I yanked the drive, dove through the window as bullets shredded the desk. The Leica swung against my chest, the film inside worth more than my life. Danny's van screeched up, door open. Get in. We peeled away, the warehouse burning behind us. You're welcome, Danny said, grinning. I ejected the film canister, hands steady. Don't celebrate yet. This is just the start. He glanced at the photos drying in my lap. What's the endgame? I thought of the girl in the alley. The senator's smirk. Maria's last words. The truth, I said. Or a body bag. Chapter 3, Flashbang. The fire ate my past. I stood across the street, watching smoke curl from the skeleton of my studio like the city itself was exhaling a final, cynical laugh. Mrs. Chen's pawn shop was still smoldering, the air thick with the stink of burnt film and betrayal. They'd torched it all, my negatives, my backups, every dirty secret I'd ever leveraged. But they missed the Leica. Always the Leica. Danny leaned against a lamppost, picking at a vending machine burrito. You look like shit. Feel worse. My hands were blistered from digging through the rubble earlier. Found nothing but a melted SD card and a half-charred photo of Maria. Her face was scorched away, leaving only her laugh, a ghost in the ashes. Holloway's guys hit 3 more FODIGs last night, Danny said, flicking hot sauce onto his shoes. Broke their gear, threatened their families. You're patient zero, man. The plague's spreading. I adjusted the sling on my arm, courtesy of a bullet grazed during the warehouse raid. They talk. They piss their pants. Nobody knows where you are. He paused. Except me. I met his gaze. You gonna sell me out? He crumpled the burrito wrapper. Not today. Today. The word felt fragile. I'd been living hour to hour since the pier, sleeping in parking garages, scrubbing my face with gas station wipes. My reflection in car windows was a stranger's, hollow eyes, salt and pepper stubble, a face that had aged a decade in days. But the Leica kept me sharp. Always the Leica. I need a new darkroom, I said. Danny snorted. You need a priest. The new darkroom was a storage locker in Inglewood, sandwiched between a meth den and a condemned Taco Bell. I paid cash, lied about the smell, formaldehyde and failure, and rigged a red bulb with extension cords stolen from a construction site. The Leica's film from the warehouse sprawled across a folding table, grainy, brutal, alive. Click. Kids in cages. Click. Holloway's signature on a shipping manifest. Click. A guard's tattoo, a snake coiled around an anchor. I developed the shots methodically, the chemicals biting my cracked skin. Each image was a landmine. Detonate them right, and Holloway's empire would collapse. Detonate them wrong, and I'd take half the city with me. My burner buzzed. Unknown number. You have something I need. Lila. I typed back. You have something I don't want. Meet me. 3rd Street Promenade. 2 p.m. Come armed. I pocketed the Glock. The promenade was a zoo of tourists and TikTokers, all chasing that California high. Lila sat outside a cafe, sunglasses oversized, a wide-brimmed hat hiding her bruises. She nursed a latte, her manicured nails tapping Morse code on the table. I slid into the seat opposite her. You're brave. Or stupid. Both. She pushed an envelope across the table. Passport. Visa. Flight to Buenos Aires tonight. My sister's address is inside. I didn't touch it. I'm not your errand boy. You owe me. I owe you nothing. Her lips tightened. She pulled down her sunglasses. Her left eye was still swollen, the bruise now a sickly yellow. He's moving the operation. Tonight. The kids, the money, everything. If you don't stop him now, they vanish. Forever. I leaned in. Where? A private hangar at Van Nuys Airport. Gulfstream G650. Departure at 9 p.m. She slid a key card from her sleeve. Access code 6673. Security's light. He wants this quiet. Why tell me? Because you're the only one sick enough to burn it all down. She stood, adjusting her hat. Do it, Vince. Or I'll haunt you. She melted into the crowd. The hangar crouched at the edge of the airfield, its corrugated doors shut tight. I circled the perimeter, the Leica snapping shots of license plates, guards, and the Gulfstream's tail number. The sun dipped low, painting the sky in blood oranges and gilt. Danny's voice crackled in my earpiece. Two guards inside. Both armed. No cameras on the west side. You sure? Hacked the feed myself. You've got 10 minutes before shift change. I palmed the key card. What's my exit? Prayer. The key card slid home. The door hissed open. Cold air slapped my face. The hangar was a morgue of wealth, pallet stacks of cash, velvet bags spilling diamonds, and rows of suitcases with tiny air holes punched in the sides. Kids. A guard rounded the corner, his AK slung loose. I shot him twice, chest, head, before he could scream. The second guard came running. I ducked behind a pallet, the Leica swinging. Click. His face mid-snarl. Click. The AK's muzzle flash. The Glock jammed. Fuck. The guard lunged. We crashed into a suitcase, it popped open, a boy maybe 8 gagged and bound. His eyes met mine, wide with terror. The guard's knife bit my ribs. I headbutted him, grabbed the AK, and sprayed. The guard jerked like a marionette, collapsing over the boy. Shush, shush, I fumbled with the kid's binds. His wrists were raw, his lips cracked. What's your name? He whimpered. P. Pablo. You're safe now, Pablo. I'm. A gun cocked behind me. You're dead, a voice drawled. Holloway. He stood in the doorway, a silver-plated Desert Eagle in hand. His suit was custom, his smile reptilian. Behind him, two more guards fanned out. Dropped the rifle. Slowly. I let it clatter. The Leica hung heavy around my neck. Holloway stepped closer, his cologne reeking of arrogance. You're persistent, I'll give you that. But this. He gestured to the suitcases. This is bigger than your little crusade. They're kids, you sick fuck. They're product. He pressed the Eagle to my forehead. And you're bad for business. Click. He froze. What the hell are you? Click. I'd angled the Leica upward, the lens cap off. The flash seared his eyes. He stumbled, firing blindly. The bullet tore through my shoulder. Chaos. I grabbed Pablo, sprinting for the Gulfstream. Bullets pinged off the fuselage. The cockpit was unlocked. Thank Christ for rich men's laziness. I strapped Pablo into a seat, blood soaking the leather. Hold on, kid. The engines roared to life. The hangar door was still shut. Danny. Now. An explosion rocked the east wall, Danny's fireworks upgrade. Flames engulfed the guards. I taxied through the gap, the wings scraping concrete. Holloway emerged from the smoke, firing. The windshield spiderwebbed. Pablo screamed. Hang on. The Gulfstream lurched forward, wheels lifting. Holloway's final shot blew out a tire, but we were airborne, barely. The LA skyline sprawled below, indifferent. Pablo clung to his seat, silent tears cutting through the dirt on his face. I radioed Mayday, dumped coordinates, and ejected the cockpit key. Listen to me, I told him, pressing the Leica into his hands. When they land, give them this. Show them the photos. Understand? He nodded, trembling. I opened the cockpit door. Wind howled. What's your name? He whispered. Doesn't matter. I jumped. The parachute was a relic from my skydiving phase. A phase Maria had called a midlife crisis with a death wish. It opened at 500 feet, the jolt almost dislocating my arms. I crashed into a Walmart parking lot, rolling behind a dumpster as the Gulfstream streaked toward the horizon. Sirens wailed. Let them come. Danny found me patching my shoulder with duct tape and vodka. You're a lunatic. He get out. Cops scooped him up. Kid's safe. He tossed me a phone. Look. The news played on a loop. Pablo, wrapped in a foil blanket, holding the Leica like a relic. The anchor gushed. Mystery hero saves child from trafficking ring. No mention of Holloway. No mention of me. They're covering it up, Danny said. I lit a cigarette, the flame trembling. Let them. The Leica was gone, but the film? The film was safe. Uploaded to every dark web forum, every whistleblower site, every reporter with a shred of guts. Let the world see. Let it burn. Danny eyed me. What now? Now. Now I remembered the girl in the alley. The way she'd looked at me. Not with hope, but with recognition. Like she knew I'd fail. Now I find the rest of them. Chapter 4, Betrayal's Bite. The safe house reeked of blood and betrayal. I lay on a stained mattress, staring at the water-damaged ceiling, my shoulder screaming where Holloway's bullet had carved its goodbye. The vodka had run out hours ago. Now there was just pain and the gnawing certainty that I'd fucked up. Danny tossed a newspaper onto my chest. Front page. You're famous. The headline blared, Gulfstream Mystery. Child found, questions remain. No senator. No trafficking ring. Just sanitized bullshit for the masses. Pablo's face stared up at me, pixelated to protect the innocent. Where's the rest of it? I growled. Gone. Scrubbed. Holloway's got the FCC in his pocket. Danny paced, his sneakers squeaking on the linoleum. But the dark web's on fire. Your photos are everywhere. Hacktivists, anonymous, they're calling you the Shutter. Cute. I sat up, the room tilting. What about the hangar? Ashes. Cops called it an electrical fire. He hesitated. They found bodies. Two guards. One kid, didn't make it. The floor dropped out from under me. Pablo made it. The others. Wasn't your fault, Danny said too quickly. I grabbed his collar. How many? Six. I vomited. Bile and guilt splattered the newspaper, Pablo's face dissolving under the acid. Danny backed away. We need to move. They're tracing the leaks. We. He still thought there was a we. The new safe house was a dentist's office abandoned mid-renovation. Flickering fluorescence, the stench of clove cigarettes, and a life-sized poster of perfect teeth mocking us from the wall. Lila arrived at midnight, her heels click-clacking over dental tools scattered on the floor. You look terrible, she said, dropping a duffel bag. You look guilty. She froze. I cocked the Glock. The hangar was a setup. You sent me there to die. No. I swear, I didn't know about the kid. Bullshit. You're Holloway's cocksleeve. Always were. She slapped me. The sound cracked like a gunshot. He's going to kill my sister, Vince. Tomorrow. The flight you didn't take? It was hers. Now she's trapped in Buenos Aires with his dogs circling. Tears streaked her mascara. You think I wanted this? You think I want to be here? The Glock wavered. Why'd you come? She unzipped the duffel. Cash. Passports. A block of C4. Because I'm done running. Danny whistled. That's a girl's best friend? Distraction, she said. While we hit his estate. We. I laughed. There's no we. You're a liability. She stepped closer, her perfume fighting the smell of my infection. He's hosting a fundraiser tonight. All his donors. All his partners. We blow it, we burn them all. I glanced at Danny. He shrugged. I'm in if there's nachos. The C4 felt heavier than it looked. Layout. Lila unfolded blueprints. West wing. Ballroom. He'll be on stage at 9 p.m. I traced the exits. Guards. 12. Plus sweat on standby. So a party. The estate was a Versailles knockoff, all marble and gold leaf, nestled in the hills like a tumor. Limos lined the driveway, disgorging men in tuxedos and women dripping diamonds stolen from countries they couldn't find on a map. We parked a mile down the ridge, hiking through chaparral that clawed at our clothes. Lila adjusted her earpiece. Cameras go dark in 10. Danny hefted the C4. Remind me why I'm carrying the boom? Because you're expendable, I said. The fence was 12 feet tall, topped with razor wire. Lila clipped it with bolt cutters. Holloway's paranoid. Motion sensors every 20 yards. And the dogs. Dobermans. Starved. Charming. We slipped through. The grounds were too quiet, the air thick with jasmine and dread. The ballroom glowed ahead, laughter spilling out like poison. Lila froze. Something's wrong. The first shot hit Danny in the thigh. He went down hard, the C for rolling into the bushes. Go, he screamed. Men in tactical gear emerged from the shadows. 6, 10, 12. Holloway stepped into the moonlight, sipping bourbon. Did you really think I wouldn't monitor my whore? Lila backed toward me. Vince, I. He shot her in the knee. She collapsed, howling. I raised the Glock. Holloway's men raised theirs. Drop it, Holloway said, or the Mexican dies next. A guard pressed a pistol to Danny's head. I let the Glock fall. Good dog. Holloway grabbed my hair, forcing me to look at Lila. She begged for her sister, you know. Sobbed like a child. But we'd already fed the girl to the dogs. Lila screamed, a raw, broken sound. Holloway smiled. Take them to the gallery. The gallery was a windowless room lined with photos. My photos. The CEO. The governor. The girl in the alley. All framed, all signed with a silver Sharpie. Compliments of the shutter. They chained me to a steel chair. Holloway lit a cigar. Art should be appreciated, don't you think? He blew smoke in my face. You've cost me millions. But you've also inspired me. A guard wheeled in a TV. The screen flickered to life. Danny, strapped to a dentist's chair, screaming as a drill burrowed into his molar. You like teeth, don't you, Vincent? Holloway leaned close. Let's see how many he can lose before you talk. I spat in his face. He nodded. The drill whined. Danny's scream curdled the air. Stop. Holloway wiped his cheek. Where's the film? Gone. Uploaded. Liar. The dark web's a sieve. My men scrubbed it. He backhanded me. The original. The girl in the alley watched from her frame. Don't, her eyes pleaded. Go to hell. Holloway sighed. Show him. The screen cut to Lila, strapped to a gurney, a syringe in her arm. Her chest heaved. Vince. Don't tell him. Don't. The guard injected her. She arched, gagging, her veins turning black. Please. Holloway smiled. Fentanyl. A generous dose. Lila's thrashing slowed. Her eyes glazed. No. I strained against the chains. Holloway pressed a knife to my throat. The film. Fuck. You. The blade bit. Blood warmed my collar. The door burst open. A guard stumbled in, choking. Sir. The C4. The explosion knocked Holloway sideways. The screen died. Smoke poured through the vents. Danny. I headbutt the guard, grabbed his keys, and unchained myself. Lila lay limp on the gurney. No pulse. Sorry, kid, I whispered, closing her eyes. Gunfire erupted downstairs. I grabbed the guard's AR-15 and ran. The ballroom was hell. Chandeliers shattered, guests trampling each other, sweat firing into the smoke. Danny sat propped against the grand piano, detonator in hand, half his teeth missing. Told you. I'd bring nachos, he grinned, blood bubbling on his lips. I crouched beside him. Hold on. Wheel. He pressed the detonator into my hand. West Wing server room. Burn it. Danny. His head lolled. The second blast took out the West Wing. I ran, flames licking at my back, Holloway's roar chasing me. Vince. I turned. He stood in the grand foyer, face streaked with soot, Desert Eagle raised. Click. The Leica's flash blinded him. My last shot, the one I'd hidden in my boot, caught him in the shoulder. He stumbled, firing wild. I dove through a window, glass shredding my skin, and rolled into the koi pond. The estate burned behind me, Holloway's screams blending with the sirens. I crawled into the woods, the detonator clutched to my chest. Danny's voice echoed in my skull, burn it all. But the film, the real film, was still out there. Hidden. Waiting. And I knew exactly where. Chapter 5, Blood in the Flash. The safe house was a coffin. A storage unit in the bowels of a long beach parking garage, reeking of motor oil and rodent piss. I lay on a cot scavenged from a dumpster, my ribs taped, my shoulder oozing where I'd dug out Holloway's bullet with a switchblade and a bottle of Jim Beam. The pain was a living thing, gnawing at me, but it kept me sharp. So did the photos. They lined the walls like a shrine to my failures. The girl in the alley. Pablo in the Gulf Stream. Danny's half-smile as he detonated the C4. And Lila, always Lila, her dead eyes accusing me from a Polaroid I'd stolen from Holloway's gallery. "You promised," her ghost seemed to whisper. "You promised to burn it all." The Leica's film was still out there. The real film. Not the digital crumbs Holloway's hackers had scrubbed, but the celluloid truth I'd buried in the one place no one would look. Maria's grave. Not her actual grave. The one she'd carved for me the day she left. "You're not a photographer, Vince. You're a vulture. You don't save lives. You pick at the corpses." She'd been right. But tonight, the vulture would dig up his own bones. Maria's loft was in Silver Lake, a brutalist concrete box perched above a vegan cafe that smelled like despair and kombucha. I watched it from a rooftop across the street, the Leica zoom lens catching every shadow. Her lights were off. Her bike was gone. But Holloway's men were there, two black SUVs idling at the curb, exhaust fogging the streetlights. They knew. Of course they knew. Maria was the only thread left to pull. I circled the block, slipping through alleys I'd memorized during midnight stakeouts. Her fire escape was rusted, the ladder screeching as I lowered it. The window was locked. I jimmied it with a credit card, the sound of breaking glass muffled by the sirens wailing in the distance. Her loft was a time capsule. Bookshelves bowed under photo albums. Faded prints of my work, our work, from when she'd been my partner, my muse, my conscience. A framed shot of us in Joshua Tree, her head on my shoulder, the desert sky bleeding stars. The floorboard under the bed creaked. I pried it up, my fingers brushing the cold metal of the fireproof case. Inside, six rolls of 35mm film, each labeled in Maria's tight script. "Holloway. Scylla Maritime. The girl. Looking for this?" The voice froze my blood. Maria stood in the doorway, a baseball bat in hand, her auburn hair shorter now, her eyes harder. A jagged scar ran from her temple to her jawline, a souvenir from the last time we'd crossed paths. "You're alive," I breathed. "Disappointed." She nodded at the film. "You really thought I'd let you bury this and run?" "I didn't bury it." "You did. Because you asked me to. 6 years ago. If anything happens, burn it." "Your exact words." She stepped closer, the bat twitching. "But I didn't. Because I knew you'd come back. Because you're a selfish, reckless bastard." The SUV's engines growled outside. "They followed you," she said. "They followed you." She smirked. Still blaming everyone else. Footstairs pounded up the fire escape. Maria tossed me the bat. "Back door. Now. Come with me." "Fuck you." The first gunshot shattered the window. Maria dove behind the couch as I kicked open the back door, the film canisters shoved into my jacket. A guard lunged. I swung the bat. His jaw cracked. The second guard grabbed my arm. I kneed him in the groin, stole his Beretta, and fired twice. Maria's scream cut through the gunfire. She was pinned in the kitchen, a guard's arm around her throat. "Drop it," he barked. I raised the Beretta. "You first." Maria elbowed him in the ribs. He staggered. I shot him through the eye. She stared at the body, then at me. "You haven't changed." "Neither have you." We fled down the stairs, the SUVs peeling after us. Maria's Ducati was chained to a lamppost. She unlocked it, tossed me a helmet. "Where to?" "Somewhere they won't look." "So hell." "Close enough." The Santa Ana winds howled as we raced through the canyon roads, the SUVs gaining. Maria took the curves like a predator, her back pressed against my chest. I clung to her, the film canisters digging into my ribs. "Who's the girl?" she yelled over the engine. "Which one?" "The one in the alley. The one you keep dreaming about." I didn't ask how she knew. Maria had always seen through me. "Her name's Anna. At least, that's what the cops called her. They found her body in a dumpster 2 days after I took the photo." Maria swerved around a pothole. "And Holloway? He owns the dumpsters." She gunned the engine. "You're going to die tonight." "Probably." "Good." The SUVs opened fire. Bullets whined off the asphalt. Maria veered onto a dirt road, the Ducati fishtailing. The SUVs followed, their headlights blinding. "Hold on." She aimed for a cliffside overlook, a dead end. The SUVs skidded behind us. Maria braked hard, the Ducati spinning. We leapt off as it careened over the edge, exploding in a fireball below. The guards piled out, guns raised. "Now what?" Maria hissed. I pulled the pin on the guard's grenade I'd lifted during the fight. "Duck." The blast shredded the SUVs. Shrapnel peppered the guards. Maria and I crawled to the edge, bloodied but alive. She gripped my arm. You're insane. You're welcome. The darkroom was a bunker beneath an abandoned drive-in theater. Maria lit a kerosene lamp, the light flickering over developer trays and a moth-eaten army cot. Charming, she said. Home sweet home. I fed the film into the scanner, the machine whirring to life. Maria hovered, her arms crossed. Why'd you really come back? She asked. The film. Bullshit. You could have hired a thug to dig it up. She stepped closer. You wanted to see me. The scanner beeped. The first image glowed on the monitor. Holloway in the alley, Anna's wrist in his grip. Maria sucked in a breath. Jesus. Keep watching. The slideshow unfolded like a snuff film. Kids in cages. Bank transfers. A ledger of names, judges, CEOs, a governor. All customers. All guilty. Maria's hand found mine. This is bigger than you. I know. What's the play? I ejected the drive. We air it. All of it. Every fucking frame. They'll kill you. Let them try. She studied me, her eyes soft for the first time in years. You'll need a distraction. The drive-in's marquee loomed outside, its broken letters spelling nothing. Maria grinned. I've got an idea. The fundraiser was at the Getty Villa, Holloway's Phoenix act after the estate burned. Valet parking. String quartets. A guest list of predators in Armani. Maria wore a black gown slit to the thigh, a .22 strapped to her ankle. I wore a waiter's tux, the drive in my pocket. You look terrible in penguin, she said, adjusting my bow tie. You look expensive. I am. She kissed my cheek, her lips lingering. Don't die. She melted into the crowd. I slipped into the control room, chloroformed the tech, and jacked the drive into the AV system. The screen flickered. Holloway stood at the podium, his arm in a sling, his smile reptilian. Friends, thank you for rebuilding. The screen cut to Anna's face. Gasps rippled through the crowd. Holloway froze. Kill the feed. Click. The alley. Click. The cages. Click. The ledger. Guards stormed the control room. I fought, but they overwhelmed me, dragging me to the stage. Holloway's fist shattered my nose. You're finished, he spat. The crowd murmured, phones recording. I grinned through bloodied teeth. So are you. Maria's voice crackled over the PA. Ladies and gentlemen, check your inboxes. Every phone in the room buzzed. The footage. The evidence. The truth. Holloway paled. You animal. The crowd erupted. Cameras flashed. The Getty's gates burst open. News vans, cops, protesters. Maria's diversion. Holloway drew a derringer from his sling. You lose. The shot rang out. But it wasn't me who fell. Maria staggered, clutching her chest, red blooming across her gown. No. I lunged, tackling Holloway. We crashed through the podium, fists and teeth in rage. His derringer skittered away. I pinned him, my hands around his throat. Look at them, I hissed. Look at your empire burn. The crowd surged, chanting. Cuffs clicked. Holloway's allies fled, trampling each other. Maria lay on the marble, her breath shallow. I crawled to her, cradling her head. Told you not to die, she whispered. You first. Her laugh was a wet rattle. Still a shitty photographer. Her hand went still. Chapter 6, Shutter's End. Maria's blood pooled warm and slick under my knees, her body a dead weight in my arms. The Getty's marble floor, polished to a sickening gleam, reflected the chaos, guests screaming, cops surging, Holloway's snarls fading beneath the roar of the crowd. Her scarred face was peaceful now, the anger she'd carried for years finally spent. I pressed my forehead to hers, my breath hitching. Should have stayed gone, I whispered. Should have let me rot. A boot cracked my ribs. Holloway, writhing under two cops, spat at me. You did this. You fucking animal. I lunged for him, but hands yanked me back, cuffs biting my wrists, voices barking down. Get down. The cameras swarmed, flashbulbs popping like gunfire. Holloway's face, purple with rage, filled every lens. The truth was out. The footage. The ledger. The photos of Anna's hollow eyes. But Maria was still dead. They shoved me into a squad car, Holloway in another. His screams followed us all the way to the precinct. I own these streets. I own you. He wasn't wrong. The interrogation room stank of bleach and failure. Two detectives circled me, their shadows stretching like nooses. You're a hard man to find, Shutter, the older one said, slapping a file on the table. Crime scene photos spilled out, Danny's mangled body, Lila's overdose, the warehouse ashes. Quite the resume. I stared at the two-way mirror. Lawyer. The younger detective leaned in, coffee breath hot on my face. You're going to fry for this. Arson. Murder. Terrorism. Lawyer. They left. The clock ticked. The mirror watched. I closed my eyes and saw Anna. Not the girl in the alley, but the one from the morgue photo, blue-lipped, her wrists still ringed with Holloway's grip. Finish it, she'd whispered in 100 nightmares. Finish it or join me. The door creaked. A suit walked in, all Rolex and veneers. Holloway's fixer. Senator's feeling generous, he said, sliding a contract across the table. Sign this confession, say you staged the footage, trafficked the kids, killed the woman, and he'll make your death quick. Refuse. He smiled. They'll find what's left of you in a landfill. I picked up the pen. Tell him I want a press conference. Face to face. The fixer's smile died. Why? I snapped the pen, ink bleeding over the contract. So I can watch him lie one last time. They let me go. No charges. No warrants. The DA's office suddenly overburdened. Holloway's doing. He wanted me loose. Huntable. Maria's loft was a shrine. Blood still streaked the floor. Her photos watched me pack. The Leica, the remaining film, a switchblade from her drawer. The news played on loop. Senator Holloway denies all allegations, calls footage deepfake propaganda. A knock. Danny's cousin Rosa stood in the doorway, her son Pablo clinging to her leg. The kid from the Gulf Stream. He asks about you, she said, voice tight. Thinks you're a hero. I crouched to Pablo's eye level. Heroes don't run, kid. He hugged me. I froze, then handed him the Leica. Hold on to this. Rosa's eyes narrowed. What are you doing? I lit a cigarette off the stove burner. Subscribing to truth. The press conference was a circus. Holloway stood at City Hall's steps, flanked by cops and sycophants, his arms still in a sling. Microphones crowded his lips. This is a witch hunt, he declared, jaw twitching. A criminal smear by anarchists and hackers. I stepped from the crowd, the Leica swinging. Say that to the camera, Dick. His face drained. Shoot him. Shoot him. Cops hesitated. The crowd murmured, phones raised. I advanced, the Leica clicking. Snap, his sweat. Snap, his snarl. Snap, the truth, raw and unfiltered. You're dead, he screamed. You hear me? Dead. I stopped a foot away, lowering the camera. Anna says hi. I headbutt him. Chaos erupted. Cops tackled me. Holloway staggered, nose gushing, clawing at a cop's holster. Kill him. The gunshot was deafening. Holloway collapsed, the cop's pistol smoking in his own hand. He grabbed it. It went off. Bullshit. But the crowd roared. Cameras zoomed. Holloway gasped on the steps, his tailored suit soaking red. I knelt beside him, cops too stunned to stop me. How's the spotlight feel, Senator? He choked, fingers scrabbling at my shirt. Pee, please. I leaned close. Rot in hell. His last breath rattled. The cameras ate it alive. The trial was a joke. Holloway's empire crumbled, his allies flipping like rats. The DA discovered mountains of evidence, offshore accounts, witness testimonies, and his autopsy report. The judge gave me immunity for services to justice. Maria would have laughed. I buried her in Joshua Tree, under the stars we'd once photographed. No coffin, just her ashes in a film canister. Should have stayed, I told the wind. The Leica stayed with Pablo. Let him find better ghosts. Tonight, the alley's quiet. No senator. No kids. Just the dumpster where Anna died, rusted and reeking. I light a cigarette, the flame trembling. The city hums, oblivious. A shadow stirs. A cop? A reporter? A ghost? Doesn't matter. I smile, flicking the cigarette into the dark. Flash.